totally unrelated to our topic and not Flag Day, is a story about how someone decided to quit their job. Mm-hmm. Now, again, this is just not tied in any way to our article, but it was funny nonetheless, and I wasn't even going to try to tie it in. I just thought it was funny.
Right,
so,
yeah.
Now, pre-warning here, we don't recommend this as a way of getting fired.
Yeah, but yeah, I give them points for, creativity and innovation
trying
here.
To make it work.
So this story is about someone who had a friend that worked in a movie theater during high school, and he writes, I knew a guy in high school who hated working at a movie theater, so he called in his boss one day and told him he wasn't feeling well because he went hiking, got swarmed by bats, and one of them bit him.
But it gets better.
Yeah, but then he showed up later that evening to watch a movie in a cape with fangs on.
And they recognized him, apparently.
Yes, they fired him on the spot. He said, get out of here.
I got bit by a bat. What was he thinking? Well, calling off...
Dumb and Dumber there.
That's right.
Yeah, that's probably what he's going to see. So calling off work then coming into work to watch a movie at the theater.
Can't
make that up, Greg.
Not a wise move.
That's not a good one.
Well, this week we're looking at the idea of not giving up when we are trying to come up with a new idea. Our article this week is from the Kellogg Institute over there at Northwestern University, Ben's favorite hangout.
That's what I do on my weekends.
That's right.
Just go. And all they do is write over there?
Cheering for those Wildcats.
Research and write. That's all we do at Northwestern. So, this article is titled, Keep Brainstorming, Your Best Ideas Are Still to Come. And it was written by two researchers, Lucas and Nordgren. That's a tough name to say for me, Nordgren.
Yeah.
Now, if you've ever been in a brainstorming session, sometimes you might think, hey, our best ideas happen right away, right in the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, if that is what you're thinking, you'd be wrong. From the data this research uncovered, the best ideas come later, meaning we give up too soon during the brainstorming sessions.
Yeah. In fact, and these researchers tell us that many people believe in this myth, where your creativity drops off over time. It's called the creative cliff.
Okay.
You've probably all experienced it before, but, you fall off that cliff at some point when your brainstorming ideas seem to dry up and you're not getting anywhere and things are just kind of...
It's the writer's block.
It's the equivalent of the writer's block.
Yeah. Well, these same researchers found that if you believe in this myth, then brainstorming gets worse and ideas stop flowing longer the longer you go.
Yeah.
At that point, the myth becomes self-defeating, and fewer creative ideas are generated.
If you believe it, it's going to happen. So, what can managers and leaders do to overcome this myth? The longer you brainstorm a problem, the less creative you become. We've got some ideas.
Yeah, so this first one is kind of a Captain Obvious moment. Simply start believing that creativity increases as you spend more time brainstorming.
He's got caps, cape, and fangs on as he's flying around.
That's right. He should have kept brainstorming before he did that one.
Right.
So as proof, Lucas and Nordgren conducted a controlled study and found that the best ideas from a brainstorming session came after providing some motivation to keep going when people got tired of thinking about new ideas.
Okay, so let me get this right. So in other words, with some incentive to not give up, the better ideas came later on in the brainstorming, not in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting.
I said, I'll give you $5 if you keep thinking.
There's a free coffee in it for you, Dolson, right? If you just keep going. But the researchers also suggest that managers and leaders, this is another suggestion, shouldn't confuse productivity with creativity, which is a pretty common thing, meaning that oftentimes managers think that more ideas are better ideas the more you have.
They confuse quantity of ideas with quality of ideas, right?
Yeah.
So the data from this research indicates that the best ideas require more digging and reflection. And in fact, from the research, the ideas that took longer to uncover were truly the innovative ones on the list.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. And finally, the big takeaway to make sure you don't fall into this belief that creativity drops off as time goes on is to be persistent. So that's kind of a character building thing. In other words, don't quit when the team comes up just one good idea, especially if it happens early on.
Yeah.
If you're struggling with coming up with some ideas, keep going. Don't stop just because it's early on.
It's what we learned in Little League, right? Don't be a quitter. So
Dolson, get back out there. Back to the right. I always played the right outfield, by the way, which is where they put people that didn't know how to play.
That's exactly where they put people.
I did not know that at the time. I thought for sure I had a future in the big league. drugs.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they don't put them there. They stick them there.
They stick them there, yep.
Jim, we want you to go way out there.
Well, you
way keep going back. Keep going.
You paid the rec fee, so we got to play you.
That's right.
So, well, Greg, maybe some of your listeners are looking for a better job.
Oh,
if that's you, call us. We want to get you into a job that gives you a good work-life balance and is good for your paycheck as well. We work with the top employers in the area, and we can get you an interview with them. Or maybe you're a business leader that has lost some employees during this past year. Let's talk about how U.S. Staffing can help fill those gaps. Jim, how can people in Jackson area contact
you? This is for everybody but the guy with the cape and the fangs.
Yes, please stay home.
Please do not show up. But if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. Mm-hmm. And they can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com or come on over to our location on Jackson, in Jackson at 707 North Wisner. Our number over there is 787-6150.
A lot of jobs.
We got jobs.